Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spartan Life Radio, brought to you by Norfolk State University, home of the mighty Spartans. Spartan Life Radio was created with you in mind. It's your source for news and information about NSU matters, including students, faculty, staff, administrators, alumni, and the communities we serve.
No three words can cause so much ecstasy for some, but pure agony for others. And no, it's not I love you. It's back to school. For first-time students, college life can be an extraordinarily rich, rewarding experience that provides opportunities and a kind of academic rigor that prepares young people for life post-graduation. But at the same time, it can often be an overwhelming, sometimes stress-filled undertaking. The demands of managing classes, balancing time for studying and socializing, and or holding down a job can take their toll. In no time at all, a student may find himself behind the proverbial eight ball, falling behind with homework, missing weekly assignments, and maybe even failing a class or two. The stress can become so unbearable that students drop out. Today on this episode of Spartan Life Radio, we're talking with the team from the Spartan Success Center about services available to help students to better manage the demands of academia. Thank you for joining us. I'm Michael Cotter, your host. Want to join the conversation? Hit us up at 1-347-850-8515. That number again, 1-347-850-8515. Or you can press 1 on your telephone keypad if you want to speak to our guest. We're going to go to a commercial break coming up, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about new college students and returning students and tell them or her how we're going to help them to become successful in college. You're listening to Spartan Life Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I want to welcome you back. You're listening to Spartan Life Radio, coming to you from the Norfolk State University campus. We're talking about strategies to be a successful college student on this episode of Spartan Life Radio. Our guests today are Dr. Eleanor Hoy, Director of the Spartan Success Center and Norfolk State's Retention Czar. And she not only takes care of the services that are provided to these students, but these services are offered by the center, and they include academic and non-academic counseling, tutoring, mentoring, writing competency exam assistance, and much, much more. Dr. Hoy is the retention czar at Norfolk State, as I said, and she manages the center. She's also an assistant professor of electronics and has had 5 earned degrees, including a bachelor's degree in engineering technology, a master's degree in human resources management, and a doctoral degree in education. Dr. Hoy has been involved in education since she was an instructor for apprentices at the Norfolk Naval Shipyard. While at the shipyard, she earned the recognition of being the first female foreman in the electronics shop in the history of the shipyard. That's quite impressive. After teaching, Dr. Hoy's passion is mentoring, advising, and assisting young men and women who have great potential but who need a little guidance, encouragement, and or financial assistance in order to reach their educational goals. Also joining me in the studio is Associate Director of the Spartan Success Center, Dr. Robin Marable. A native of Portsmouth, Virginia, Dr. Marable has a bachelor's degree in mathematics and a master's in urban education from NSU. She earned a doctoral degree in educational psychology from Regent University. Dr. Marable has more than 20 years of teaching mathematics in public schools and colleges throughout Hampton Roads. And most of our service in higher education focuses on providing tutoring and mentoring for students to promote success. I want to welcome both of you to Spartan Life Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Mr. Carter. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me as well.
Good afternoon. Listeners, listen, if you'd like to join the discussion or if you have a question, again, call us at area code 347-850-8515. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you want to talk to our guests. And again, you can get your young person, if he or she is getting ready to go off to college, get them to tune in to listen to what we're talking about today. I think what we have is going to help them. My first question is to Dr. Hoy, and let me just kind of share this with you. My own son, Christopher, will be starting college this fall. And even though I have been teaching in these hallowed halls of wisdom since Moses was an embryo, I still have concerns about my son's first steps as a freshman. But what would you tell first-time college students, and certainly their parents, about what they can expect upon beginning their academic career? This is going to help somebody. It's going to help me, too.
Great, Mike. This is a great question, and I love sharing this with parents and students. The first thing I would tell them to expect would be a new and exciting world. Coming to college is different, very different from high school. And a lot of times, especially first-generation students, they don't have any idea what to expect. So your son, for example, he has an educated father, so he may get bits and pieces from you, but as a student coming in with no parental guidance on what to expect, I would tell the parents and the students to expect rigor, academic rigor like they did not have in high school.
Mm-hmm.
They need to prepare not to rely on rote memory or spoon feeding or preparing for standardized tests. I find students often complain that, you know, the teacher didn't tell us that was going to be on the test. The professor did not cover that in the class. And I share with students, well, in college it's different. You have to be prepared to learn a lot on your own. You're now an adult, and a lot of expectations are on you. I also try to tell parents and students to be prepared to become scholars and academians and not just students. I tell them to take on more responsibility for their academic success and to also prepare to become financial managers of their money. Students will be getting, some of them, financial aid. Some of them will be getting money from their parents. And these students may have never had to manage their own money without mom and dad right there. So students have to quickly prepare themselves to be able to be financial managers.
Well, this is where they run into the obstacle in addition to the struggle, because if they've never managed money, if they've never been quote-unquote scholars or had to do things pretty much on their own or to be an independent learner, this can be a real challenge for many students coming in. And many times, as I said at the top of the show, they become overwhelmed with some of these new avenues that they have to course.
Absolutely, and that is why we are thrilled, and we're going to get into much more of it later, that the Spartan Success Center is here. We can help them with that and much, much more. So, yes, it can be overwhelming, and we do things like talk to freshmen. Within the first 2 weeks of them arriving on campus, we go to their orientation classes and begin immediately to share some of the challenges they may face, to get rid of some of the fears and apprehensions they may have, to let them know that they're like every other freshman on every other campus at every university in the world, and that calms them a lot and lets them know it's not just me.
Well, that's certainly something they really do need to hear and know. And I'm glad you said that, because I want to ask Dr. Marable to talk a little bit about the specific services that are offered at the Success Center.
Well, the Spartan Success Center houses an array of services, some mentioned in your introduction. We offer mentoring, which provides a trained upperclassman to assist freshmen with their transition to college. And they also provide some direction on college life and what they can expect once they arrive at the university. Our mentors, they basically interact with the mentees in the center. We also visit the university life classes, which we call the IUL classes, mm-hmm. which is a required class for all NSU freshmen. So we get an opportunity to meet with all freshmen enrolled in those courses. Two other programs that focus on freshman transition are the male and female programs, which are geared to providing a venue to empower our students, and it also helps transform these young women and men through positive relationships. Our female program is called RECITS, which stands for Recognizing Our Commitment, Intelligence, Talents, and Success, and the male program is called MOSAIC, which stands for Men of Spartan Excellence. We have a number of services that we offer. We also have EWC assistance, which is assistance with the examination of writing competency. We have the SPARC Summer Bridge Program for incoming freshmen, and these are high school students who have been accepted to the university. They get an opportunity to come to the university during the summertime and earn credits towards their college career. We have the PASS Structured Program, Study Program, and we have Tutoring and Academic Advising. I want to let students know that tutoring is available for many courses offered by the five academic schools at Norfolk State University, and students can receive this assistance face-to-face, or they can receive online assistance through SmartThinking. And last, our Spartan Success Center Academic Advising Program is a program in which our professional academic advisors assist Norfolk State University students with making decisions about their academic, social, and personal goals. So, again, we have a host of services to help students succeed in college and to help them graduate from the university.
And certainly students can log into NSU's website and go to the Spartan Success Center to look at specific information about many of these programs and services that you've offered or that you say are offered to students. But one of the things I want to back up and talk about, and I think mentoring, and you mentioned this, Dr. Marable, I think mentoring is probably one of the most important resource students can have, though it's often overlooked or it's way down on the list of must-have for those students. Dr. Hoy, can you just share a little bit what some of the benefits are and also what the process is for connecting a student to a mentor? I think young people really need to hear this.
Okay, well, we're honored to have several different mentoring programs. Dr. Marable is actually the head of our mentoring. She screens and hires and trains our mentors before they ever are allowed to talk to students. And if a student, first of all, I would dare say that Norfolk State is very unique. We used to have a mentoring program where we would let the students know about mentoring and they would come to the center to get mentored. But we realized quickly that students don't always take advantage of things. If you just tell them about the mentoring, some come, but quite often the ones who really, really need it don't come.
Mm-hmm.
So what we decided to do, Dr. Marable and myself, why don't we go to where the students are? And I would dare say very few universities thought to do this. We go into the introduction to university-like classes. We know that every freshman is mandated to take that generally in their first semester. So if our student mentors divide up and go to every IUL class every other week for an hour, we know that every freshman has at least met a mentor. That is so critical, and that is something that is so unique to Norfolk State. So I can clearly say that at least 95% of our students, of our freshmen, have a mentor. So we go out and we find them, and then we invite them, if they would like additional mentoring, we welcome them to come to the center, and Dr. Marable has programs for them. She has activities for them. The mentors and the mentees get together. They have things with food, which students love,
right,
and they have other things going on. So there's not a student at Norfolk State who has not been at least exposed to a mentor, and I'm very proud to say that. You may want to ask Dr. Marable to elaborate.
Well, I think you just did, so Dr. Marable, take the floor.
Some of the activities that Dr. Hoy mentioned are the topics include your passion. Some of our upperclassmen have gone through some of the things that our freshmen, incoming freshmen, will experience. So they share their experience so students can learn vicariously through what they've gone through. So if students are having problems with trying to identify a major to a major selection, students will help them and guide them with the process of trying to identify what are your passions, what are your interests, and then help them to select a major. So we do things that are academically inclined as well as non-academically and helping them with their transition to the university.
I think that's excellent because a lot of times students don't really know what their passion is. I think they have interest. They know that they like a certain thing or they're perhaps good at one other thing, but they don't really define their passion. And it's excellent that you have young people on campus who can help students identify exactly what it is that drives them, what motivates them.
And, Mike, one thing I want to add, when we're talking about majors and selecting a major, a lot of freshmen don't know what they want until they get here. They think they know.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a lot of students who major in computer science may choose that because they love playing on a computer or video games.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get into the major, they realize it's a lot of code writing, and it's not the thrilling playing on the computer that they were accustomed to.
That's right.
But they don't know that it's very easy to change their major. And they don't know that in the Spartan Success Center, we can show them all the majors and give them actually aptitude tests that will indicate what they are good at and add that to their passion. They may be far more successful. So that's another reason that we go into the IUL classes and meet these students very early, because as a freshman, who would have told you that it's okay to change your major if we don't get to them early and say, we don't encourage it, but you shouldn't fear it either. You
That's
are planning
right.
to be here.
That's right.
You must choose your own major. So those are the kinds of things that the Spartan Success Center can offer that students won't get anywhere else.
Absolutely. Well, with all those students who are coming through the center and who are getting those services, I want to ask Dr. Marable, how does your office track the progress of students when they sign up for those particular services?
When students visit the center, they sign in manually or they use a card swipe, which retrieves the student information from their Spartan card. And then that information is housed in a database called ActiTrack. We use an ActiTrack software. Students then inform us of which service they are requesting, and the faculty staff or the mentor mentee, the mentor tutor will provide that appropriate assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the type of service determines how students are tracked. For example, if a student is on academic probation and they receive academic advising assistance, then the advisor will schedule periodic meetings with the student to document the student's progress. And at certain periods, such as the first 5 weeks of a semester, which was implemented this spring, the advisors will receive feedback on the student's progress, their grade, their GPA at that time, and they will make decisions on the interventions based on the student's progress report provided by the university. And these reports generally determine whether we need to provide additional interventions or if the students are on track. So, and we keep spreadsheets and we have folders on our students, so we go back and review those to assist us with determining what type of interventions we need to provide.
Okay, and that's certainly important to be able to identify where students might be falling short or what other additional service they might need to help them in
Absolutely.
Their matriculation at the university. I think that's an excellent, excellent idea, and glad to see that it's working. Dr. Hoy, this is to you. You know, one of your more interesting titles, and I know people are probably scratching their heads when I said it, is that you are NSU's retention czar. Exactly what does that mean?
Well, Dr. Sandra Jean Deloach, our provost, appointed me as the czar about 2.5 years ago, and it was her vision to have someone in place that would be kind of the lead for the retention effort. Retention is everybody's job. We know that.
That's right.
Everybody across this entire campus works on retention, and that's why we are now expressing success in increasing our retention from last year until it was counted last October. We had an improvement in retention, and I dare say that was because of the effort of everybody on campus. But Dr. Deloach saw a need to have one person maybe that would be the go-to for everybody and a leader in retention efforts. I worked as the director of retention for the College of Science, Engineering, and Technology and had shown some success there in increasing their retention. So I think that might have led Dr. Deloach to say, well, let's try this for the whole campus. And I'm honored to be the first retention czar ever at Norfolk State University. I first, as czar, tried to determine why students leave Norfolk State. You can't retain
mm-hmm.
students if you don't know why it is they're leaving.
That's right.
So the first thing I do is to determine why students leave. Then I put in place resources to help them stay through graduation. I base most of what I do on data. As Robin said, we collect data all the time, and we don't do anything without first looking at the numbers and seeing what the numbers are telling us. But I never fail to look at students as anything other than individuals. For example, we have a student last year who, Mr. Derek Skinner, the newspaper and the television station, local station, actually did an episode or a news report on Derek. He was one of our graduating seniors in May.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks before graduation, Derek found that he was very, very ill, almost to a point of death. So because in the Spartan Success Center, we get to know our students one-on-one, because we do look at them as individuals, Derek called me, and he said, Dr. Hoy, I thought you would want to know that I'm very, very ill. I won't make it to graduation, and that, you know, I know you care about me. Well, immediately, of course, I went to see Derek. Not only did I go to see Derek, but President Moore cared enough to go to see Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Several students, faculty, staff, we all cared about Derek so much that we, according to him, kept him alive. We kept him going. He was so motivated to hang in there because of the love from Norfolk State. So that's a part of how the Spartan Success Center looks at students. And, Mike, you know better than any that at graduation you announced Derek's name, even though he couldn't make it to the graduation, and there was a standing ovation for Derek in the Scope and Norfolk. That made him just so very happy, and it made a difference. But you don't get that kind of nurturing, that kind of one-on-one attention, that kind of love at all institutions. And I'm proud to say that that's how Norfolk State operates. And as we say here in the center, one of our favorite lines is, that's just how we roll in the Spartan Success Center.
Well, you know, that was a kind of a seminal moment for us at Norfolk State University, because you're absolutely right. During graduation, the ceremony itself, the commencement ceremony, was being streamed into his hospital room. And
yes,
he could see us, and we could see him. And, of course, when his name was announced, when I called his name, the place just went up. The students stood up cheering. The President Moore, he actually, you know, he acknowledged him during the graduation and spoke a little bit about him. This is the kind of thing that young people need to know, that this is not just an institution where you come to take classes and just kind of move through the corridors of the institution, get your degree and leave, but people actually care about you, that this is a home away from home. And we like to think of this as a complete community, an embryonic society, if you will, where people care about one another. Dr. Hoy, I think that the work that you have done, the work that has come out of President Moore's office, from administration to the bottom on down, it's been nothing but love for these students and a sense that you're part of this family and part of a larger body of people who really care about everything that happens to you, the personal and the private, the public, I should say. So this is great news for Norfolk State, and it's great news that our students can look to this kind of service and kind of reaching out, if you will, just to know that people do care.
Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I would, and I know that your duties as a retention czar are connected to your work as a Spartan Success Center, and you've managed to bridge those very well, because it's not just about making sure that students stay, but it's about giving them a sense of hope as to why they should stay and giving them the tools that make it okay for them to venture into other areas if they choose to do so or change their majors. But they also know that even if they fail, that someone's going to be there to kind of help them move back into a right position and to do successfully what they came here to do. Your job has been an important one, Dr. Hoy.
Yes, it is. And I eat, breathe, live, and think retention all the time, believe it or not. I'm absorbed in retention. We serve all students here in the center. We do what we can. I mean, you would probably be amazed and just totally baffled, because Derek is a prime example. Derek had already finished his studies,
mm-hmm.
So you would think that we would be, you know, we don't have any reason to invest any more time in Derek, but that's just not how we roll. We look at every student, and we do what we can for every single student. On yesterday, I had a call from a 77-year-old gentleman. He only needs that exam of writing competency to get his degree. He's very ill right now, so he's not looking for a career. He just wants to complete what he started.
Sure.
So we're on a mission now to get him through. That's what we do in the Spartan Success Center. We do focus primarily on freshmen, on probationary students, and on our summer bridge students, but we don't turn any students away. We work with whatever they bring us, we're going to get them. And another thing we pride ourselves in, Mike, is we don't let students wait. Students have a habit of going places, and sometimes what they need is not readily available.
Mm-hmm.
With a staff of 17, I tell my staff, and they'll tell you, you know, there is to be no waiting. Even though we have chairs in a sitting area, they're very few. And when I come through, I'll ask a student, you know, are you being helped? The only time there's a student in our waiting area is if they insist on seeing a particular person. Now, it's a fun place to be. The Spartan Success Center is a blast. So students like coming here, and they get attached to some of the advisors and some of the staff. So sometimes they'll say, no, I only want to see Ms. Anderson, or I only want to see Ms. Brown, or Dr. Hoy, I'm going to wait to see you no matter how long it takes.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, that's not the case. When a student is waiting, we tell them, you know, we have other advisors available. If they can help you, we certainly are here to help you and don't want to see you waiting. We don't send students on wild goose chases across the campus, go here, go there. We either walk them to where they need to go if they're freshmen and not sure. My staff will know that they are to walk them to where they need to go, or at least to call ahead and say, is there anyone available so that this student won't make a trip for nothing? Is there someone who will be waiting on this student? And that has worked very effectively. So we love meeting the needs of students in ways that other institutions don't.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear you say that. You know why? Because I think too many times the kind of service that students get will determine if they stay. And too often the case is that, you know, the people who are working with these students, who are in positions to help these students, whether we're talking financial aid or we're talking the registrar's office or whether they're talking payroll or whatever, and I'm not talking about at Norfolk State. I'm simply saying, in general, too often we hear that the service is so bad and it's so poor that it impacts what students think about the institution and if they want to matriculate at this particular institution. And to have services that are geared for the students, that there's no attitude, there's no, you know, I'll get to you in a minute, and what do you want? You were just here last, you know, 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. The fact that that is not happening in the Spartan Success Center and that students feel welcomed and they feel warm and they feel that people are connected to their issues, I think that speaks well of the kind of services that you provide and that sense of service and duty and stewardship, I think, that is lacking in so many other institutions.
Yes, Mike. Me being the czar and being directly in this center is a perfect match. There is no retention czar without the staff and faculty and the people I have here working with me in the center.
Mm-hmm.
I can collect all the data in the world. I can have all the visions and great ideas and initiatives in the world. But without the proper staff and the right people in place who have the heart of the students, all of the staff in the Spartan Success Center are as passionate about student success as I am. All of the staff in the Spartan Success Center want to see students succeed. They go beyond anything I could ever ask of them to make sure that students' needs are met. I've never, ever, and this is a true statement, asked one of the staff members to stay late, to come in early, to work on a Saturday, to do whatever they need to do for students that they have said no or refused to do it. And everybody can't say that. Mike, you were there with us. We took a group of students to Nag's Head for a weekend.
Yes.
It was off the chain.
It really was.
It was both academic and fun, but an experience that if you ask those students, a lot of them had never seen the ocean. A lot of them had never experienced anything like what we did at Nag's Head, and that's because of the incredible staff and the support from the departments. You and other faculty members came and held sessions, and all the entire weekend was like a fairy tale to me. It was, we taught them everything from etiquette at the table to cake decorating to English to writing to expressing themselves. They got to walk on the water. We just had a great time. And see, that's outside the box. Our center, we are definitely always going to try to do things that have not been done before.
Mm-hmm.
So when I ask the staff to think of how we're going to proceed for the coming year, they know my words. It has to be something innovative, outside the box, not that it's something that's being done elsewhere
mm-hmm.
that will keep students retained at Norfolk State.
Well, that was an excellent outing, and we certainly had a lot of fun with the students. I know that they enjoyed it. In fact, I was able to identify a young man for the Writing Center, and I have to say something now that I've said that, and I would be remiss in not pointing out the fact that the Spartan Success Center has a Writing Center whose director is none other than yours truly. Thank you very much. But I'm proud to say that the work that we do in helping the students is just phenomenal. And we help them to tackle some of their writing challenges in prepping them for the EWC, the Praxis, and other pre-professional exams. And, I, of course, I can go on and on about our services, but I'll stop and saddle my runaway stallion at this point. I will let Dr. Marable talk about how important this student support service is, the Writing Center, if you will.
The Writing Center?
Yes.
Okay. The Writing Center, we have worked with you, Mr. Carter, in the past to have students to participate in the Writing Centers. We've hired students. We've actually trained tutors to work for the Writing Center.
Mm-hmm.
The tutoring program is certified by the College Reading and Writing Association. So, and that is so we can have a certain standard for the program, and certainly the students that were recommended by you and trained by yours truly have stepped up to the bat, and they've hit a home run, and they've really helped our students in the Writing Center.
Great. Great. And we just want students and everyone out there to know that if you are struggling with your writing as a freshman or sophomore, junior, senior, or even a graduate student, we have services at in the Writing Center located in Madison Hall where you can come and get the assistance that you need, whether it's a research project or whether you're trying to write an outline or if you're doing a literary analysis. We do have students who have been trained who can help you. And, of course, the assistant director, Dottie Perry, and myself, we will work with the graduate students. But, again, another service supplied through the Spartan Success Center. Connect the dots for our audience, if you will, Dr. Marable. How does the retention impact the university's graduation rates? We hear that all the time, but give us a practical application of that. How does that work?
I want to address that by first defining the terms and then discussing the correlation between the two.
Absolutely.
Retention is, of course, the percentage of first-year undergraduate continuation at the school the following year. So at Norfolk State University, our upcoming retention rate for 2015-16 will be determined by the return of the first-year, first-time undergraduates who entered Norfolk State University in fall 2014. So it's a student persistent from fall to fall. Now, the graduation rate is the percentage of a school's first-time, first-year undergraduate student who completes their program within 150% of the published time for the program. So the common denominator between the two is the first-time, first-year undergraduate students. For graduation rate, if for a four-year program degree, students should finish within 6 years, and for 6 years, the 150% published time for it is for a four-year program. So if students enter a four-year program, they should finish within 6 years. However, Norfolk State University encourages their students to complete a four-year program in 4 years. It saves them time, and it saves them money.
Mm-hmm.
So the correlation between the two is if students don't stay in school, they can't graduate. And that's just in a nutshell. We need them to persist through the first year to help our retention rates, and we need them to continue their studies at the university to graduate.
Okay, great. And, you know, one of the things that, and I know the university is doing that because Dr. Hoy talked about a little bit, is that there is this emerging college rating system that's linking college performance to federal financial aid. And I know that this whole idea of retaining students and helping them so that they can reach graduation, all of this is tied together. Are we seeing some kind of major impact on financial aid with the rating of the students' performance in college?
Absolutely. We have the situation where students could be sapped, and if they are if they find themselves in that situation, that can definitely impact their financial situation. They may not receive their financial aids, and it's based on two concepts. They have a qualitative and a quantitative ratio that they have to meet. The quantitative ratio is based on their GPA, and the qualitative ratio, they have to complete at least 67% of their classes. Now, and that's why we encourage students not to drop off. If you're having problems in your class, we need you to come to tutoring. We need you to see your advisor. Now, every student that is not successful in their class may not be experiencing some kind of academic ability in class. It could be those other things such as I can't get to school, I don't have a ride, I don't have a babysitter, because we have non-traditional students as well.
Right.
So we need them to come to the Spartan Success Center, speak with one of our professional advisors. They will identify what the issue is, and then they would refer them to the proper source to get some assistance.
Well, you know, the Washington Post kind of identified this group of students, the sophomores and the juniors, as the murky middle. You know, these are people with grade point averages between 2.0 and 3.0, and these are students whose academic performance has not raised any alarms, but ultimately they are not on track to graduate, and of course they become a major concern to institutions that are trying to improve their retention rates and ultimately their graduation rates.
That's absolutely true, Mike, and we try to make sure that we don't miss those students. They're not in any of the honors programs, so they're not recognized there, and they're not at the very bottom where they're at risk, so they're not recognized there. So we treat all students. I say treat. We recognize and work with all students, but the murky middle, we definitely have a place where we address and look for those students and keep them on track as well.
Absolutely. And the Obama administration, according to the Post again, is grappling with ways to hold these students accountable when students fail to earn their degrees, and it's developing a college rating system to measure those outcomes. And I should say it's holding the colleges accountable. And I think that Norfolk State is ahead on this. They're kind of leading the pack in terms of accountability and certainly addressing the issue that students many times can fall short. So the services that are provided through the Spartan Success Center are there actually to ensure that students do measure up and that they meet their career objectives. Just one more question before we go to break. The Spartan Success Center offers many student support services, including a few extracurricular ones. Can you talk a little bit about Dr. Mirabal or Dr. Hoy about some of the programs that are not necessarily connected to the classroom experience? And I know you mentioned going to NAGS Head, Dr. Hoy, but what are some of the other programs that might be external to the institution?
I did want to mention that we do have seminars. I mentioned one of them, discovering your or identifying your major. We also have a workshop that focuses on searching and applying for scholarships. If students don't have financial abilities, then they're not going to be able to pay for their career, and, again, they're more apt to drop out. So our advisors, they have scholarships on, they have workshops on those topics. The academic advisors, especially the female and the male programs, they have sessions and workshops on just how to be an upstanding Spartan. And a lot of times when students are, they feel no connectivity to the university or they feel like they don't belong, they're more, again, more apt to leave the university. So those are things that we do to help students outside of the classroom.
Great.
Additionally, Mike, we host finals prep events where we get students to calm down a little bit. I think we called it calm down or something similar in the fall to get students ready for finals. But we, you know, of course, have food, and we have other things and activities that are not academically, not tied directly to academics, but it helps students to get their bodies and minds ready for the rigor of finals. When they've never taken college finals, for freshmen especially, that can be a little bit scary. So we also support all of the various things that go on from Student Affairs. Student Affairs has many, many, many events for students, and the Spartan Success Center, we team up with them as often as we can. For the breakfast, for example, they had a huge breakfast for all students, midnight breakfast, and we were there in full force. At least eight of us came back to school that night, stayed very late, and just supported the various activities that are non-academic but that are sponsored by other places on campus. So we're all over the place.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Listen, we're going to take a short break, and our broadcast will be right back after this commercial message.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Read.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Spartan Life Radio, the network that's all about Norfolk State University. You got a question for our guest? Give us a call at Spartan Life Radio. Dial 1-347-850-8515. I want to direct this question to Dr. Hoy. Any new services or programs coming online for the fall?
Of course. You know we're always innovative in the center.
There you go.
You know, this fall, we're going to offer our very first, our very own Living Learning Community to students who participated in our Spark Summer Bridge program. Mrs. Cheryl Hurd is the leader. She was the head of Spark, and she is going to lead our LLC, Living Learning Community. I will be teaching the orientation course for that Living Learning Community. And Mike, thankfully to you, you will be teaching the English course for these students. Living Learning Communities are critical. The data indicates that students do better and tend to retain and stay in school more if they're connected to a unit. So the Living Learning Community, they live in the same residence halls,
mm-hmm.
and they take some classes together. And they form partnerships, and so to have the LLC as part of the Spartan Success Center, they will also be really even more closely tied to these services we offer. So we expect great things from this Living Learning Community. We expect 100% retention, and we're going to work very hard to keep up with these students. I'll be seeing them in class. They'll be tied to Ms. Hurd because of the SPARC program, and they'll be coming in the center all the time. So I don't see it being very easy for these students to not stay at the university.
Absolutely.
We also will be providing new and improved methods to increase success on the exam of writing competency. Working in connection with you, Mike, and the English and Foreign Language Department, we're going to do even more to help students pass that exam the first time. In the Spartan Success Center, we believe in being proactive. It's not good enough to wait for students to fail that exam to reach out to them and say, oh, you failed it. Can we help you? It's more important to help them before they ever take the exam the first time. So you'll be seeing Mike a lot, and anybody interested in getting help with the EWC before ever taking it,
please contact
the Spartan Success Center or the Writing Center, because the Writing Center is excellent. They have an excellent staff of students and faculty who are always available to help students with writing. And so there's no need not to be successful with your writing. So those are some of the new things we're going to offer in the fall.
Absolutely. And I certainly just want to send this word of encouragement, and thank you, Dr. Hoy, for pointing this up, that we certainly do offer these workshops to students who are prepping to take the examination of writing competency. And we realize that over the years, you may have forgotten a lot of what you've learned, or maybe if you're just entering the university, you're a first-time student, you've got English 101, English 102 under your belt. We certainly encourage you to take the EWC as soon as you can. We don't want you to wait until your second semester senior to take that exam, or even a junior. We'd like you to get it before you achieve 90 hours or by the time you get 90 hours, and certainly we are there to assist you. There will be a posting of EWC writing workshops for the entire semester, and I certainly encourage students to come. Usually two days coming to a workshop constitutes one workshop for the student, so we want to encourage you to come to both days, usually on a Tuesday and Thursday, and we're going to tackle some of those issues that perhaps you have forgotten about or that you don't know about: how to write an essay, how to structure paragraphs, body paragraphs, introduction, how to write a thesis, how to write a conclusion, how to interpret the writing prompt, because many times students don't interpret it correctly and they wind up just writing a narrative. We want you to respond to the rhetorical pattern that you're being asked to respond to on that that sheet of paper that you get. So we provide that for you, and certainly we want you to know that we're here for your success. Dr. Hoy, the Spartan Success Center recently received great news by way of a couple of very generous alumni. Can you tell us a little bit about the gift that you received through the for the Spartan Success Center and what it means to the center and students specifically?
Mike, this is one of the most exciting things that I have ever experienced in my life. I'm honored as the leader in the Spartan Success Center to be here at a time when we have, like you said, been the recipients, or will be soon the recipients, of an incredible donation. Doctors Melvin and Patricia Stith donated $400,000 to Norfolk State University, and particularly designated that money for the betterment of the Spartan Success Center. And we are further delighted to announce that in September, while we're celebrating Founders Day, the Spartan Success Center will be officially renamed the Dr. Patricia Lynch Stith Success Center in honor of the donors. The Stiths have done a lot for Norfolk State.
Yes.
If you're familiar with
yes.
the alumni house on
yes.
Corker Avenue, that was named for the Stiths because of their incredible love of Norfolk State and their love for Norfolk State and their willingness to share with Norfolk State. Part of the gift that they've given to the Spartan Success Center is earmarked for scholarships. So $5,000 a year is set aside to give scholarships to two Norfolk State students. And the only requirement for these students is that they be mentors here in the center. Doctors Stith, and I say doctors because they're both doctors,
mm-hmm.
Asked that we use the money for students who want to give back. They want the students who have the same kind of heart they have for giving, not just students who receive services in the center, but they wanted this money to go to deserving students who mentor and give back by volunteering in the center. So I thought that was really unique and really awesome. So we're looking forward to a really lasting and rewarding relationship with Drs. Melvin and Patricia Stith, and we truly, truly appreciate their devotion and dedication to Norfolk State, and particularly to the soon-to-be Dr. Patricia Lynch Stith Success Center.
I think that's excellent, and I certainly agree with, you know, this kind of call, if you will, to students to respond in kind, that, you know, once you have received an education from an institution, it is very important that you give back. And I think this is, you know, part and parcel of what makes institutions great, is that you have an alumni who appreciate not only the education that they receive, but they appreciate the kind of education going forward to other students who are coming in, and that they're going to help facilitate those efforts. And if you've received a great education from any institution, you certainly want to make sure that you are, in fact, giving back, because, in effect, what you're doing is you're paying it forward. And
yes.
students benefit from those dollars and whatever they are. And it doesn't have to be a $400,000 gift. It would be nice, but whatever you have to give is certainly appreciated by the institution that helped to move you forward in your academic pursuits. Dr. Hoy, we're just about out of time for this episode, and we want to thank you again for taking time to join us, Dr. Marable, as well. If our listeners want more information about the Spartan Success Center, tell them where they can go.
Well, by phone, we can be reached by direct line, and I would love for students to call me directly, as with any of the people who work in the center. I can be reached at area code 757-823-8088. And let me say this, too. Anyone who started a degree program at Norfolk State or any other institution, but particularly at Norfolk State, if you're out there and you want to come back to school, don't be afraid. At least call me and let's talk about it and see if there's a way that we can get you back. We want you back, as Michael Jackson would say. We want you back. So please think about coming back to Norfolk State and getting that degree that you deserve, that you worked so hard for. Maybe now is the time in your life where things are a little bit more settled and you can come back. So you can reach me at area code 757-823-8088 or by email at elhoy@nsu.edu. Robin?
And you can reach me at 757-823-2201. My email address is rmarable@nsu.edu. And if you have any kind of tutoring questions or mentoring questions, I look forward to hearing from you.
We're located in the brand new, beautiful, spectacular Nursing and General Education Building located on the spectacular campus of the Norfolk State University on Presidential Parkway. Come tour our new building. The facility is awesome. The center is awesome. We would love to give you a tour. So if you want to stop by, you don't want to call, and you don't want to email, please come by and let us show you what we do face-to-face.
Listeners, this is not Dr. Hoy's radio voice. This is the way she is all the time. What you're hearing now is genuine. It's the way she – I mean, I've known her for years. This is the way she talks to me all the time and to our students. So this is not disingenuous. This is the real Dr. Eleanor Hoy. Again, I want to thank you both for joining us on this episode of Spartan Life Radio. And I want to ask you just this final question. If you had a takeaway message for our audience, starting with Dr. Marable, what would your takeaway message be for the listening audience?
My takeaway message would be that this college experience could be very rewarding. However, there may be some obstacles, or it could become overwhelming or challenging, just like we mentioned in the beginning of this broadcast. But the Spartan Success Center wants you to know that we're here with you for the long haul, and you don't really fail unless you stop trying. So we're here, we're waiting with open arms, and we're waiting for you to come and receive our assistance.
Great. Dr. Hoy?
Well, my takeaway message would be you probably have never had your own czar. Well, at Norfolk State, if you come to Norfolk State and participate in the events and the wonderful things we have to offer in the Spartan Success Center, I promise to be your czar. I think students will be thrilled to know that I give myself and my home number to every freshman because I want them to know that I'm for them and I'm available to them 24 hours a day. You cannot bother me. You cannot be too much trouble for me because, as I said before, I live and breathe retention, and I want to see you as successful as I've been blessed to be with 5 degrees. So my takeaway message is come to Norfolk State, first of all. Make us your institution of choice. Second of all, once you get here, please take advantage of all that the Spartan Success Center has to offer. We're here for you, and that's just how we roll.
Well, we certainly want to give a shout-out to President Moore and to Dr. Sandra DeLoach for having the vision to have a Spartan Success Center that will meet students at the crossroads of their lives. And it's been a great initiative to have these services that are provided for students. Dr. Hoy, I thank you. Dr. Marable, thank you. A college education, absolutely. A college education has more return on investment for a graduate in the United States than any other nation. More than 75% of students required to take remedial classes never graduate. 70% of Americans will study at a four-year college, but less than two-thirds will graduate. 30% of college and university students drop out after their first year. 60% of college graduates, or dropouts, I should say, had no help from parents in paying for tuition. A high school graduate earns about 84% less than a typical graduate from a four-year college. Being unable to balance school, jobs, and family is one of the top reasons for dropping out. 40% of college graduate or dropouts have parents with nothing beyond a high school diploma. 50% of college dropouts have incomes lower than $35,000. Those without a college degree are twice as likely to be unemployed as those with one. A college degree is worth $365,000 for the average American man after you subtract all the direct and indirect costs over a lifetime. A college degree is worth $185,000 for the average American female over her lifespan. These are sometimes the facts, and sometimes they're frightening. Students need roadmaps to help them navigate the murky waters of academia, and services in place to help them do that usually are successful. I want to thank again Dr. Eleanor Hoy and Dr. Robin Marable for sharing with us the services that are provided at Norfolk State University to help students in a successful matriculation to realize their dreams and to see that diploma at the end of their academic tenure. Join us for the next episode of Spartan Life Radio, Thursday, August 27th at 1 p.m. for a talk about living learning communities at Norfolk State University. A group of students not only live in a dedicated wing of a residence hall, but they share common academic goals and experiences. You won't want to miss this one. It's back to school time, and we're helping to set the stage for a great academic year. You can download today's episode at blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio and get alerts for each new episode. Limits are for people who have them. Excuses are for people who need them. But progress is for people who know their success is the work of many hands. I'm Michael Cotter, and you've been listening to Spartan Life Radio from the inside out. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Spartan Life Radio. Tune in bi-weekly on Thursday afternoons for another new episode of Spartan Life. For more information on Norfolk State University, visit nsu.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and Flickr.